Well, as a philosopher, T-Pain once said, Shawty snapping on Thursday, social media company Snap reported its Q4 numbers beating out estimates on earnings and revenue while reporting its first ever quarterly net profit. The company also announced the addition of 13 million new users in Q4. That gives them a grand total of 319 million daily users worldwide. Let's get a little bit more on this with Justin Patterson, KeyBank Capital Markets Director on Interest, Internet and Media Equity Research. Justin, great to have you on the program this afternoon. Obviously, a big stock swing that we're seeing, to put it lightly, almost 50% today, and that might be because of the losses that we saw linked to Facebook yesterday. Just your initial thoughts on the earnings that we got yesterday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here. On earnings, it was a very strong print. Facebook had obviously created a lot of fears in terms of just what the degree of disruption in the advertising channel would look like. And if you look at Snap's results, solid across the board. Revenue came in roughly 8% above expectations. It was the first quarter of GAAP earnings profitability. And then looking ahead to Q1, Snap also guided revenue above expectations. So there's still some macro fears on the market, a little bit of brand pause here and there, but Snap is navigating the Apple issue well. It's competing well against TikTok, and that should give an accelerating growth profile over the course of 2022.
Yeah, Justin, no question they had a strong quarter, but let's talk about the stock move here because it was a wild swing yesterday. We were talking this time yesterday about Snap sort of falling ahead of their report because of what was playing out in Meta, the fears around Apple's privacy features, how that would affect Snap. And then here we are talking about after hours, it was up, 30, 40% more than that. And we're continuing to see the gains today. Is this just a matter of the stock being a little oversold, this negative sentiment kind of building up before they came and calmed the waters, essentially?
Yeah, it's a combination of different things. One part of it is just the market seems to be getting more and more volatile every earnings season. And that's exacerbated right now by just the dynamics with the Fed, with interest rates going up and investors figuring out positioning around that. The other side of that is then just really going through earnings and trying to figure out of these high multiple assets, which ones are actually going to beat and which ones have a material reset to the downside. Facebook sparked a lot of concerns around advertising, whether it was Snap, Twitter, or Pinterest. And you're generally seeing advertising stocks trade up as these issues look more Facebook specific than spread across the entire group. So I think you're seeing a little bit of relief. I think you're seeing some technical factors in there. If we step back and just ignore the move today, we're actually really right back where we were on Snap to start the week. So it's been a volatile ride for sure, but Snap is getting back to normalcy here.
Justin, you asked the question here about whether, in fact, what we saw with Facebook Meta was specific to the company. And, you know, there was a question among a lot of investors, I think, about whether, in fact, this was about really about Apple's privacy features or Facebook not being able to get a grasp of the changes that were happening. Now we've got Snap reporting. They didn't get affected as heavily. Does that cloud that was hanging over them in terms of concerns around Apple, does that get lifted now for the company?
Yeah, for the Snap side, we all feel incrementally better there. If you can, it's a complex issue, but if you go through and start comparing the differences, Snap much more skewed toward large advertisers, still growing advertiser counts in general. So even with a lot of the headwinds from signal loss from that platform change, there's still a general volume benefit of new advertisers, new budgets coming in, and coming from a low price point relative to a Facebook ad, you can get some incremental budget in there. By contrast, somebody like Facebook, which has the headwind from fewer users, less time spent, is already at a very large number of advertisers, is more skewed toward small business, more skewed toward the type of ad affected by Apple. That's gonna be a headwind. And then on the margin, the piece that probably doesn't get talked about enough is just the TikTok side of things. TikTok was mentioned multiple times on the Facebook call. You saw Facebook have its first ever daily active user miss. So there were a lot of negativity pieces on that. Where is the time spent going? Where are those advertiser budgets getting reallocated? That came up with Facebook, that didn't come up as a negative towards Snap.
Yeah, Justin, let's talk a little bit more about TikTok. There were only two mentions of it in the earnings call yesterday. And within the context of TikTok, Evan Spiegel was saying, look, we've got other parts of our business like MAP and AR that are getting a lot of increased engagement. So in some ways, is Snap doing better at Metaverse than Facebook is to hedge against that?
Yeah, that's a TBD on the Metaverse, since I think everybody's still kind of defining what exactly is the long-term use case of that. Is that AR, VR, some combination of each? And this is just incredibly early innings. We'll see a new Facebook product out around that later this year. I think the side on Snap that is true for the Metaverse, if you will, is to your point, they have been early innovators around augmented reality. Those lenses get a lot of usage on a day-to-day business. Day-to-day basis. It's going to take a while to build a business around that to monetize it. But right now, it's a unique appeal to the platform. It keeps users engaged. It keeps time spent in place. That Snap, by virtue of having those tools, keeps people on its app and can sell ads on other areas, whether it's Discover or the story side of the business.